Afternoon, you're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, December 3rd, on a partly cloudy and wet day here in Southern California, Los Angeles. And we had a chance to visit the Slow LSD training camp. That's a long, steady distance with Chris Black organizing that up in San Luis Obispo. Very fun weekend of 3 days of riding with great SAG support. But lots of rain. We lucked out it wasn't cold rain. And we got some good interviews with some of the SAG support, some great SAG support by two of the local bike shops in San Luis Obispo. Very weather challenged up there, but some good camaraderie, great rides, nice steady distance, no fast pace. It was pretty cool to see people from Northern Cal and Southern Cal zeroing in on the San Luis Obispo weekend. I actually rode Friday and Sunday. I missed Saturday's ride. It was a wet one. Saturday was the wettest day of all. So, and we got some race results for you from Southern California State Cyclocross Championships and some Northern Cal race results. Let's move into some race results for right now. All right, racers and chasers, race results. The Balboa Park Marathon mountain biking, December 1st. In the San Diego area. Men's 50 plus, Scott Shannon riding for Cal Coast Bike Shop, picking up that win. And in the open men, third place going to Peter Anderson. Second place, Show Air Velosports, Daron Dodero. And your winner riding for Spy Swami's, Pascal Bonaventure. Women's Open, third place on the podium, Kirsten Osborne. And taking the silver, riding for Bikes for Boobs, Heidi Slominski. And your winner, Laura Brown. Pro Men's, third place going to David Sullivan. Second place, Brian Taylor. And your winner, Guy Sutton. Complete results for the Balboa Park Marathon on December 1st can be found at racersandchasers.com. Racersandchasers.com, Balboa Park in San Diego on December 1st. All right, the Cowpie Classic, UCSB Mountain Bike Racing in Los Olivos. Cross country on November 10th, men's C's. Picking up third place from Sacramento, Daniel Arredondo. Running for Cal State Sacramento. Silver medal going to UCLA's Justin Resnick. And your winner from Cal Poly Slow, Jeffrey Shin. In the men's B's, Tanner DiGiovanni, University of Nevada, taking third place. Cal Poly SLO's Justin Russo in second, and your winner from UC Santa Cruz, Arik Kantz. Men's A's, Cal Poly Classic, Blake Anton picking up third place, riding for Cal Poly Slow, and it was a Cal Poly Slow sweep for the podium. Brian Funk picking up second, and your winner, Brian Duke, all from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Women's B's, Cal State Sacramento's Erica Pearson's picking up third place. University of Nevada, Reno's Leah Mullen taking second. And Cal Poly SLO, Aaron Phillips with the win. And in the women's A's, Cal Poly SLO's Marin Cozens in third. UC Berkeley's Joanna Bechtel in second. And your winner from UCLA, Shauna Paulus. And that was the Cal Poly Classic
mountain bike race cross country. There was also a short track cross country on November 11th. A couple of riders in there. Women's A's, Shayna Paulus, picking up that win from UCLA. In the women's B's, Aaron Phillips, riding for Cal Poly SLO, picking up that win. Men's A's, David Guadagnini, riding for Cal Poly SLO also. And in the men's B's from the University of Nevada in Reno, Tanner DiGiovanni. And in the men's C's, another win for Cal Poly SLO's Jeffrey Shin. That's in the short track cross country Cal Poly Classic. Dual slalom. Dual slalom men's category one, Hans Kiesler picking up that win. Men's A's, Casey Kaufman, riding for University of Nevada, Reno, picking up that win. Women's A's, Ariana Altier, riding for Cal State, Chico. Women's B's, Christian Weir, UC Santa Cruz, picking up that win. And in the men's C's, Jeffrey Shin, picking up a win there. And men's B's, riding for University of Nevada, Reno, Travis Homan, picking up that win. That's in the dual slalom at the Cal Poly Classic Mountain Bike Race. Full results at usacycling.org for the Cal Poly Classic Mountain Bike Race. All right, official race results for the Southern California State Cyclocross Championships. In the juniors, ages 10 through 12, your new state champion, Brody McDonald from Escondido. Juniors 13 to 14, Sean McElroy, riding for Team Specialized Racing Juniors. Juniors 15 to 16, Bailey Eccles, PAA Remax. In the juniors 17 to 18, riding for Surf City Cyclery, Sterling BMW, Tyler Schwartz, your new state champion. Masters 35s, David Sheik, riding for SDG Felt. In the Masters 40 and over, John Bailey taking that win. Masters 45's Dave Anderson, riding for Spy Giant. 50-plus Masters, Todd Stevenson, also riding for Spy Giant. And in the Masters 55, Team Rambusky Law's Edwin Rambusky, your new state champion. Men's Category 4's Bolt House Farms AIAG Cycling Club's Michael Knoll is your new champion. Men's Category 3's Matt Renfro, new champion there. And in the Men's Category 1's, SDG Felt's Jason Seagull picking up the state championship win. Junior Women's 10 through 12, Cheyenne Comer, riding for Aqua Aldui San Diego Bike Club. Women's Juniors 13 to 14, Courtney Comer, also riding for Aqua Aldui San Diego Bike Club. And in the Women's Juniors 15 to 16, Hannah Ekvall is your new state champion. Women's Masters 45 to 49, Christina Probert, new state champion. Women's Category 1s through 3s, Synergy Cycles Race Team's Hannah Finch Champ, picking up that state championship title. And in the single speeds, Riddy CX Cycling's Amanda Schaefer picking up that win for the women's single speed state championships. Masters 60 and over, riding for Montrose Cycling Club, Jonathan Livesay picking up the win there. That's a veteran from cyclocross for many, many years. He's been racing cyclocross for a long, long time. Good to see him picking up another championship title. And in the men's single speed, Riddy CX Team's Alan Zinneker picking up the state championship title. Complete results at usacycling.org and a fine job done by Sam Ames up there in Bakersfield on Southern California's state cyclocross championships. All right, official results for mountain bike cross-country racing in Fresno, November 18th. Cross-country men's C's, picking up third place for UC Davis, Santa Fe, New Mexico's Martin Ward, Second place going to Cal State University Sacramento's Daniel Arredondo. And your winner from UC Davis, Michael St. Peter. Men's B's, Auric Cairns, riding for UC Santa Cruz, picking up that win. And in the men's A's, Cal Poly SLO's David Gudaganini taking that win. Women's B's, third place going to Cal State Sacramento's Erica Pearson's. Second place going to University of Nevada, Megan Ludwig. And your winner from Cal Poly SLO, Eliana Stefani. Women's A's, University of Nevada in Reno's Christy Peck taking third place. UC Davis's Diane Moog in second, and your winner from Cal Poly SLO, Marin Cozens. That's the cross-country Fresno State mountain bike races up at Hensley Lake, California. The short track also, they held a short track cross-country event. Men's C's Michael St. Peter also winning that from University of California, Davis. Men's A's Cal Poly SLO's Brian Funk taking that win. And in the men's B's, University of Nevada in Reno's Tanner DiGiovanni taking that win. Women's A's, Cal Poly SLO's Marin Cosens picking up the win there. And in the women's B's, Cal Poly SLO's Eliana Stefani taking the win there. That's in the short track cross-country Fresno State mountain bike races. And they also held a Super D event out there as well. Ben Palmer taking the men's C's win for UC Davis. San Diego State University's Tom Bittner taking the men's B's win. And Cal Poly SLO's David Gudaganini taking that win. In the women's A's, Diane Moog picking up third place, riding for UC Davis. Christy Peck riding for University of Nevada taking second, and from Cal Poly SLO, Marin Cosens was your winner there. And in the women's B's, Cal Poly SLO's Eliana Stefani picking up the win there in the Super D racing. And that was held again at Hensley Lake, California, Northern California, Fresno State mountain bike cross country and Super D races. Full results at usacycling.org.
All right, race results. Northern and Southern California here on Bike Sport Radio. We got a couple upcoming events. This time of year it kind of slows down with the December being off season. Not quite as many races going on. However, on December 9th, you do have a couple of things coming up. Homegrown Cyclocross in Fresno. Coming up on December 9th, Homegrown Cyclocross in the Fresno area. They've got single speeds, men's B's, men's A's, masters, women, all categories, including beginners. And a special pricing, too, for the women's category A and B field. Only 10 bucks. Field limit of 30 riders, though, maximum for that. Only 10 bucks for women's A's and B's for this race coming up in Fresno. The Homegrown Cyclocross Series, that's on December 9th. I believe that's the last one in their series of races. Further details can be found at ccorc.org. And also more cyclocross, the Bay Area Super Prestigious Cyclocross coming up December 9th in the Bay Area at Coyote Point. Coyote Point, now that's in San Mateo, the San Mateo area. This is the Bay Area Super Prestigious Finals, I believe. Also, their finals of their series. And they're going to have like a separate start zone near the rifle range parking lot. How cool. Hey, that'd be a cool biathlon. Cyclocross and shooting. Be like the, what is it, the duathlon, skiing and shooting, I think it is. How about cyclocross and shooting? That'd be cool. But anyways, this is just a regular Bay Area Super Prestige Series final coming up on December 9th. Juniors, masters, beginner men, beginner women, single speeds, all categories available. And you can find further details at BayAreaCX.com. That is their spiritual home for Northern California. Bay Area Super Prestige of Cyclocross. All right, and Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And we do all kinds of fun things during the season and off-season as well. The San Luis Obispo area hosted a training camp, a LSD training camp. That's long, steady distance, for those of you who don't know what LSD means. And the camp started on Friday. I guess that was November 30th, and then December 1st and 2nd. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, under questionable skies, very challenging skies. I rode Friday. I rode Sunday. I did not ride Saturday. Saturday was the worst weather of all. But we had a chance to talk with the organizers, some of the riders, a couple of the sponsors, SAG support drivers, and the whole bit. So let's sit back and enjoy some of the sounds from the slow LSD training camp in San Luis Obispo.
All right, Bike Sport Radio's here on day one of the slow LSD camp at the finish. We didn't get a chance to do much recording out there because it was wet and raining. So, Tim Wilbur here, and we're ahead of actually the rest of the riders. We'll be talking to probably Chris Black when he gets back, the organizer of this madness on Bike Sport Radio. And we are here at Bike Sport Radio on day one of the slow LSD training camp. And we're here with the organizer, Chris Black. Chris, how did it unfold today? It was pouring rain, huh, when we started?
It was actually pretty amazing, Brad. We ended up with 46 riders. We left pretty much in a cloudburst. We kind of expected this whole thing to be a bust because the weather was so bad. Turned out to be a great day. A few sprinkles, few showers. Everybody got a little bit wet, but it's relatively warm. It was a little windy. The group split in two at the end, but everybody had a great time, and everybody's heading down to Pinnacle Training Systems tonight for a little cheese.
That's right. They're a sponsor, huh? Absolutely. Where are they located? Down the street here?
They're on Suburban Road. I don't know exactly what the address is, but they're down by Art Cyclery down there on Suburban, another one of our sponsors.
Great route. Great route today. It was awesome route. Just beautiful route. Just the rain wasn't cold. It was warm rain. That was nice.
Yeah, that was great. And then we got some help from CHP shutting down the intersections for us. And,
of course, you wouldn't have had anything to do with that, huh?
No, I absolutely didn't have anything to do with me at all. It was totally
was
a volunteer,
awesome.
And the
awesome.
Officer that was out doing that is actually going to come out. Said he can't ride with us tomorrow, but
he's going to
come out on his bike and ride with us on Sunday.
Okay.
So that'll be great.
Cool. Very good. Good job. And a great turnout, even in the rain and everything. I loved it. Had a good time. And Bike Sport Radio will be here tomorrow as well. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Good. I'm looking forward to a great weekend, and hopefully people who aren't here will show up, because we've got more raffle prizes than we have riders right now. So and it's a free raffle. All you got to do is show up, and we've got some great things like Lazine floor pump, Lazine lights. We've got helmets. We've got everything you could think of, tubes, bottles of wine, lube from Narlube. We've got so much stuff. It's unbelievable.
That's right, and it's a weekend, so there will be more people looking forward to it. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, here we are, day three. San Luis Obispo. Slow LSD training camp. You are on Bike Sport Radio here. It's all about bike racing, bike races, and what you need to race bikes. I do a radio show.
Yeah, that's right. You mentioned that.
Yeah, tell us about it, Dean.
Yeah, so here it is.
Come on over.
Here it is, day three. It's not raining on us right now, which is kind of a nice relief. Yesterday we started out with just epic weather for the first 8 miles or so, and it quickly changed. We had up about 5.5 hours. So I think everyone's been enjoying today.
Big group yesterday. What was the count?
98 riders.
Woo!
Yeah, that's not too bad. People from all over the place came down for this.
Do you recognize anybody from Southern California besides me?
I recognize some guys from Cal Poly that come up and do the noon ride up in the Bay Area, the famous noon ride in Palo Alto. These are guys. No one else really from SoCal that I recognize. But meeting a lot of new friends, so it's been a fun weekend.
All right. Yeah, it's the first time I've done this, so good to see you guys out here. And we'll talk more about Leopard Cycles maybe in a little while back on Bike Sport Radio here. Out. All right, organizer Chris Black I heard you guys had an epic ride yesterday. We're here on Bike Sport Radio. 90-something riders in the rain. Was that fun?
Yeah, we rolled out of town, and we the first count out of town was, I think it was 96. We picked up a bunch of riders on the way to Morro Bay. Ended up with 107. Rain was a little spotty, so it really wasn't bad. And the best thing is, it's warm. So we're wet, but we're not cold.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I've noticed up here in SLO, the county and everything. That's cool. I missed yesterday's ride, unfortunately, but we're back today, so hope we have a good one today. Thanks for organizing this. Fantastic job, too.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. I mean, I really enjoy the fact that everybody comes out. Everybody's so happy. And, I mean, I just can't believe that with the lousy weather we've had that the numbers are up again. Can't help but think if the weather's really good for next year, we're gonna have a couple hundred riders.
Nice. Gotta be doing something right. I'll be sure and be back next year. Thanks, we'll be coming back later at you from Bike Sport Radio.
He's coming back out.
Alright, we're here at one of the stops in what's the name of this park?
We're in Royal Grande.
Royal Grande. You're at Stoutsbury something park. So anybody got a rider count?
40.
40 riders, all right. We got 40 riders out here today. Yeah. Foothill Cycle Reef, follow support, doing a quick wheel change there. And we're only like 15 miles into the ride now. So we'll be coming back at you later. Okay, we're rolling again on Bike Sport Radio. We are heading towards Lopez Lake, right? Lopez Lake. And I'm pulling up here alongside a local from Southern California. Tell us your name.
Not Southern California, Northern California.
I'm sorry, Northern California.
Mitch. Mitch Bowes.
Mitch Bowes, and he's a promoter. Are you with the promoter of... tell us about the team you ride with and what they do.
I ride with Top Sport. It's a promoting... he's a promoter. Does a Merco stage race along with a couple other races in... the Sonora area, Copperopolis stage race.
Oh, yeah.
There's a circuit race there also.
Gold country up there in the Sonora area, and it's neat back there. Copperopolis, is that still still the same old famous course with dirt or something? Or?
The Copperopolis road race is, yeah. This is a little different deal. It's a stage race that doesn't go over the same course as Copperopolis road race, so it's a little different. It's all.
When is the stage race? What time of year is that?
You know, you caught me out there. I'm not sure. I can tell you when Merco is.
Yeah, how do we find out more? Let's maybe we can tell our listeners about the Merco race and how they can find out more about it.
Merco stage race is going to be around the 1st of March. And some of the big boys will be there. Pistol is in the full squad. Along with a few other bigger teams, so it's going to be a big deal. There's a 35 plus 4-day stage race, 35 plus 1-2-3, and a Cat 1-2 fields. Also, an Omnium for the women's field.
Oh, sweet. So get a lot of good 35 plus masters up there in Northern California. All right, thanks a lot, Mitch.
You bet.
Yeah, how about everybody giving Chris a big round of applause? Thanks, man, for the ride. Slow LSD.
And everybody keep your eyes peeled. Road bike action. I don't know when the article's coming out, but we're going to
some pictures. Yeah.
It's going to be an article on... Neil was here on Friday, took some pictures, and he's doing an article on these type of rides around the country. So, and everybody, let's do it again next year.
All right. Yeah. And we're here at the post ride at the SLO LSD training camp with one of the SAG supports. We're with Wally's Bicycle Works. What's your name?
Walter.
Walter from Wally's Bicycle Works. Thanks for supporting us out here. Tell us about your shop a little bit real quick in San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, here we're in San Luis Obispo. We mostly help the whole community. We do from bike repairs, bike rentals.
Rentals, all right.
Yes, and then we have also a really good support from the community that rides road bike only or mountain bikes, or and we do any repairs, so it doesn't matter how big or how small they are, we we tackle every single one.
All right. Good, good, good. And what main brands do you carry at bikes here?
Our main brands are Pinarello, Colnago. We have Fuji. We have Raleigh.
Wow.
We have Calfi.
Just a couple of the basic Italian ones.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
And go ahead.
We also have Masi and Cassati.
Wow.
Yeah. So
very nice shop. All right. I'd love to come by. What's how do people find out about your shop? You have a website?
Sure, we have our website, wallysbikes.com.
Wallysbikes.com. Okay.
And our email address is wallysbicycleworks@yahoo.com. So
great. Okay. Well, thanks for your support out here at the camp. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we're here with also in one of the other SAG support businesses supporting the camp, Foothill Cyclery. I'm here with, what's your name?
Josh.
Josh, thanks for driving support and helping us out with all the cool stuff and everything. Is this the first time you guys have done this? Or?
No, we did this last year also.
Okay, great. And your shop is right here in town?
Yeah, we are over on Foothill, off of Foothill Boulevard.
Foothill Boulevard.
Broad in a big shopping center with an Albertsons and a Rite Aid.
Mm-hmm. And you do service and sales on
We do pretty much everything.
Road, mountain bike, fixies.
Yeah, road, mountain bike, fixie.
Main brands, what do you carry?
Mostly Trek.
Trek here, Trek here.
Transition cool. And a little bit of fun PS.
Very cool. Did you have fun out here?
Yeah.
Driving and supporting us all 3 days?
Indeed.
All right. And how do people find out more about your bike shop?
They can check us out on the web at www.foothillcyclery.com.
Foothillcyclery.com. All right, you heard it on Bike Sport Radio at the Slow LSD Training Camp. Thank you so much for the
you're
support.
Welcome.
Appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Yeah, that's right. We appreciate you listening once again, and we really enjoyed the Slow LSD Training Camp in San Luis Obispo. Download our podcast in about 24 hours. Join our Facebook group, Bike Sport Radio, on the Facebook, or visit our website at bikesportradio.us. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for Brad's Vinyl, coming up shortly on killradio.org.